Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to Season 106, Episode 2 of Der Daily Zeitgeist, a production of iHeartRadio. This is a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness and say officially off the top, fuck Coke Industries and fuck Fox News. It's Tuesday, October 29th, 2019. My name is Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. Open Sunday. Popeye's Chicken Sam. Open Sunday. Popeye's Chicken Sam. Hold the supply. Blow demand away. You my brioche bun. With the spicy mayo. But with that mouthfeel.
Oh, shit.
You simply can't sustain. Jack O.B. warned ya. Now you can't complain. That's it.
That was Kanye West.
That was...
I knew that. I know that Bangar.
Uh-huh. That was actually courtesy of Thurman's Merman. Not Uma Thurman.
Nope.
And not Uma Thurman.
Not Thurman Merman from Bad Santa?
Maybe it is, actually. That's
wasn't who, that his name?
That's the yeah, that's the name? Picture. Thurman Merman?
Thurman? Your name's Thurman Merman?
And I'm thrilled to be joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray!
Miles. Thank you so much to at Taylor T. Fleming for that Crash Test Dummies.
Hell yeah.
I mean, once there was a girl who...
There was this girl who wouldn't go in chains with the girls in the chains room when they finally made her. They found birthmarks all over her body.
Come on, man. Let them rock with the birthmarks.
I know.
I had birthmarks I grew out of, and as a kid, I was like, wow, it's sensitive about my birthmarks.
Yeah, I didn't think that birthmarks were such a thing that people would be so self-conscious about?
Birthmarks, you know, we all have. They nailed it. You know, I think they're Canadian. They nailed that experience of not wanting to change.
So that part, that verse is cinema verite, but then the next verse has a dude get in a car accident and his hair turns bright white.
Head turned from black into bright white.
That's not a medical thing that can happen, is it?
I mean, if you do a lot of cocaine.
Right. Well, you start getting gray hair. But, like, it's not like your dark hair all of a sudden just goes...
Hey, it's got to come from somewhere. There's probably... These are, like, local myths that maybe Crash Test Dummies were just, like, airing out, like, doing bully shit through this song. I don't know.
Well... Our guest in our third seat is the hilarious comedian who we just gave a myth for free right there, Mr. Daniel Van Kirk.
Hello.
What's up, man?
Daniel is riding tonight with the gang.
Wow.
Mm. I'll take it.
Woo. Elton John?
Yes,
pretty
sir.
Pretty good, man.
I always think of that song. Grandma. That would be a great... Do they use that enough in movies, that song?
Daniel?
Yeah, that's like such a haunting song. Like, it would be like a thing where
I can see the red tail lights.
Like a bad guy driving his victim. Like,
have you seen Wonderland?
No.
The Val Kilmer about the
murders? No. Yeah,
they end that with a Gordon Lightfoot song, which is so hauntingly perfect.
Into your soul directly.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I wonder if they don't use that song because it has someone's name in it, and that's too specific.
Oh, that's
they're like, the character's name's John, not Daniel.
That's gonna be confusing.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I implore writers out there, adapt your script so the one of the characters can be Daniel, and you can use that song.
Why didn't they do it in There Will Be Blood?
Right.
Imagine suddenly out of nowhere you got this great Johnny Greenwood score and then hear that little Daniel electric piano come in.
My boy.
Or you could pay Elton John to just change the name.
For sure.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
So, like, do Luke for the new Star Wars movie? Maybe?
Luke is riding tonight on a X-Wing.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
That would be so sad, though, too. Like, his career gets there. He's like, you're just dismantling your classics to, like, adapt them for more money? He's
Skywalker flying tonight on a X-Wing. I love it, man.
Hold me close now, Brandon Snuggie.
Yeah. Whoa. Get that money out.
All right. Daniel, how are you, by the way?
I'm great.
You look great.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah.
Well, we're thrilled to have you. We're going to get to know you a little bit better in a moment.
Great.
First, we are going to tell our listeners a couple of things we're talking about today. We're going to be talking about the new AirPods that are coming soon to a mind theater near you.
Ear near you.
We're going to talk about Rudy's butt
got
dial.
To.
John Kelly, Monday morning quarterbacking this whole administration, and the super chilling quote from our new head of press secretary, Stephanie Grissom. We're going to talk about al-Baghdadi getting got over the weekend by the U.S. Army, Trump very elegantly announcing it, and then not being as popular as he would have hoped, he would have expected based on that. We're going to talk about gender reveal parties. But first, Daniel, we like to ask our guests, what is something from your search history that is revealing about who you are?
My most recent thing is making your own deck of cards.
Hey, that... is very revealing.
Because this is going to end up sounding like a plug, but my album is coming out, and that's what we're going to sell for merch instead of like a CD or whatever. In your download code, the download code will be in a deck of cards,
hey,
so that the album artwork will be, it'll say Thanks Diane, which is the name of the album, and then you can buy a deck of cards. I also have a bit about a deck of cards in the
Big
album.
Big Cheers fan?
I love Cheers.
Yeah, Diane, is that who you're referencing?
Yes, not my mother.
Oh, yes. Your mom is also named Diane.
But I never even put those two together because I've been so focused.
Never thought
right,
of
no, because I know you're
Shelley
you
Long.
Right.
Yeah, I'm a big Shelley Long fan.
Great.
So.
Twofer. Now you can
but
tell your
maybe
mom.
That's
hey,
why
it's
my
for
mom
too.
Keeps saying how appreciative she is of the album. And I thought, like, you love Cheers too?
Yeah, because never you've said only bad things about my comedy career.
Right.
It's a mistake.
Right.
I wish you did something else.
Oh, I need to clear that up because she's probably feeling a little too good about herself.
Yeah, for sure. You want to do it live right now?
Mom, that's not for you. That's for Shelley Long's
best
work.
Wow, that's
embarrassing. I mean, after, what was that Girl Scout Troop Beverly Hills.
Yep, yes. Great movie. Great movie.
I've been trying to. We figured out how to get the cards made.
You found a manufacturer.
Yeah, anybody wants, thanks, Diane. Let me know. We'll get you a deck.
Are the deck of cards also branded? Like each card has a thing, or you're just finding a card? You can at least brand the sleeve that holds the deck.
The back of every card will have the artwork on it.
Mm. Oh, okay, yeah,
and
yeah.
But the queen will not be your mother,
and the king will not be you with a mic through your head.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I should have done that. Guys, where were you?
I know,
well, you never called.
I didn't call. Now you are my mom.
Last time you left, I was like, hey, man, if you got any, I got some ideas about decks of cards. Right. Really, a very narrow focus I have, but if you ever do.
Sometimes I like to imagine the other people searching when people tell us our search history, because that is a perfectly valid reason to be searching that. But I'm imagining other people searching how to like hand make their own deck of cards.
Oh,
like,
wouldn't that be cool? Drawing. If you were playing cards, somebody's like, I handmade these, all hand painted.
Yo, no joke. I tried to do that as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
You did?
Yes,
for sure.
I fucking got, because I was like, I need my own cards.
It's a total kid
and
move.
Yeah, I traced one card so crudely and like kept doing the using the same card on construction paper, and like a kid I wasn't efficient. I would just trace in the middle of the piece of paper when I could have probably fit five cards on one sheet, but I was like, nope, right out the middle, and then render the rest of the piece of paper useless. And then I didn't know how to number them, and I was like, nah, this is fucked up. I gave up.
Well, dude, don't worry, we will be selling some of the cards maybe, but initially I'll just sell them in person. But people can go to danielvankirk.com if they want to pre-order.
Hell yeah,
I want my
thanks
song.
Diane. Do it.
What is something you think is underrated?
The thing that I think is underrated is Space Ghost Coast to Coast. Yes. I don't think that show gets enough love. It's one of the funniest things I've ever watched when I was growing up, and I have all three seasons, and I was watching them recently, and I feel like it doesn't get enough love.
Yeah.
Do either one of you watch much of it at all?
When it first came out,
Yeah, I just loved it. It was so weird and awkward.
Was Brack the one who had like a lateral lisp?
No.
When the characters have like kind of, you're like talking like this.
Which
guy was that?
Oh, fuck. I can't remember his name.
Anyway, was Zorak?
Moltar? Zorak.
Brack?
I think it's Zorak.
That's the only ones I remember.
And I feel bad for all the gangs out there yelling at us right now for what we're getting
wrong. It happens once an episode. It was Brack. I believe I'm getting in my ear from the. Yes, it is Brack. Okay. Confirmed.
It is Brack.
Brack confirmed.
So I love voices? That show. I don't know.
Voices of George Lowe, C. Martin Croker, Andy Merrill, and Don Kennedy himself.
Don will knock me over with a phone book.
The Don Kennedys.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what was the origin story of that? Wasn't it just that like they had a bunch of? Oh no, I'm thinking of a different thing actually.
Fair enough.
But were they existing characters?
Space Ghost already existed before
how
the
long?
Show.
When did Space Ghost? Like, what's Space Ghost origin? Because I know they look Hanna-Barbera as fuck the characters.
Like 60s.
Okay, I'm getting in my ear. 1966. Thank you from the booth. We're elevating our show now to a first rate podcast. I'll just speak out loud
with no context.
And Miles, I'm learning right now that I was thinking of C-Lab 2021.
Very common mistake.
Yeah.
Very common mistake.
I used to watch all those old cartoons when Cartoon Network used to do like those old blocks of like Johnny Quest and all that stuff. I loved those.
Yeah. OG Adult Swim.
Mm-hmm.
That shit was dope.
Yes.
Wasn't Johnny Quest homeboy named Haji?
I think so. We'll find out.
We'll find out in moments in our ear. In the meantime, what is something you think is overrated?
You know, I know this is probably well-trod water, especially here, but I just experienced it for myself. The Joker is very overrated.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, we have people come in and calling it art. We have people calling it fart.
I think that
this thing has many. Well, it's like a thing that many people bring all their perspectives.
I think that Joaquin did an amazing job, but I also think that entire movie could have taken place in 11 minutes within a larger movie.
Mm. Oh, interesting.
It could just. So what is it? No, I don't want to say. Okay, but I just didn't. I just kept watching a lot of it, being like,
okay.
My number one thing in any story or movie or podcast, or whatever, I'm like, do I care about these people?
And I never cared.
I didn't care about anyone who was victimized. I didn't care about. There's one person that I won't give anything away that I was like, oh, I hope nothing happens to them.
Right.
But they're.
Right. I think I know who you're talking
about.
Yeah.
But that's it. And that's not who the movie's about. That's one scene.
Right. Yeah.
So I just never cared. I'm like, I don't care.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And the timeline seems so weird. Here's my larger question. Is this part of the DC EU or whatever it is?
I mean, they definitely DC European Union.
Yeah. In my mind, that's immediately. I thought of like, I never thought of
the DCUN. Yeah, I think exactly. Is what you're thinking of.
It's the Del Close Marathon, actually.
Yeah, it is. Is it like so? Like, is Joaquin gonna be in the next?
I doubt they'll get him for it.
I feel like this was just a one. Like, we just wanted to tell this story.
Thing. But I mean, they do. It had more setting up of the universe, like universe building, than I even expected, because I thought it was like a one-off sort of a riff on like Taxi Driver.
The next one is 15 years later?
Yeah.
So that Batman could be around at his first days of going at it?
Right. Yeah. I guess it would be strange.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it, but I get the critiques.
And I didn't go into it. And I would love to like it. You guys know me. I'm not you're grinding for negativity.
Literally what you said. I love to like.
Yeah.
Yes. I think with the DVK ethos up very
quickly. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not here to hate at all.
Love to love to love you.
So yeah, that's my overrated.
What is a myth? What some of the people think is true, you know, to be false.
I don't know if we've talked about this. I hope not. The cats at Disneyland.
The cats at Disneyland? Yes. I don't know if we have talked about it.
What do you mean the cats at Disneyland?
You know about the cats
at
Disneyland.
Like these cats at, have you seen them cats at Disneyland?
The hordes of cats who live at Disneyland and come out at night.
Feral cats.
They're cats that live at Disneyland?
Yes. Yeah.
That's where the play Cats is set.
I know the mything, but it's a myth to a lot of people, but it's real. There are cats at Disneyland. And that's how they keep all the rodents and everything out of there, and they roam the park at night. And
not
then,
Mickey, though.
Not Mickey.
They don't keep that.
Can you imagine seeing that shit? Right.
Before the park opens, they run off. They have their own area.
Because they already know.
Catch one.
Yes. Right, because they're actual feral, because they're like, I'm not trying to be fucking around for this shit.
Every once in a while, you'll see one that just kind of stayed, and they'll be like in a bush, and they'll just stay there all day.
But you think, like, wouldn't they be also eating people, like, if they are feeding the cats, like, if they see a cat, then the cats will build habits of, like, eating from
I don't know
patrons?
About this, but some people say they herd them. They know to go at, like, 6 a.m. every morning to an area, and then they'll come back at night.
Oh, maybe they train them with like really great treats at that place. So
it wouldn't
they
be
all
that hard.
All
you can eat buffet.
Yeah. You've never heard about the cats at Disney.
I don't know a lot.
That's okay, man.
Yeah, but no, this is news to me.
Yeah, the cats at Disney.
The
it's
only
real.
Things I know is Club 33. That's like the closest.
Have you been
thing.
Yet?
No, but I know two people.
I just
people.
Find out I have a line that
you
I
do?
Could get to go.
I found, I know somebody who knows somebody who got them in, but the hookup wasn't strong enough for them to be like, hey, can
to go
about
another
me?
Level?
Like, yeah, I barely know them, so there's no way it's happening.
Do you want to go?
I don't know. Yeah,
Jack,
sure.
Do you want to go to Club 33?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, hell yeah.
Are you guys Disney? I love Disney.
What do you think the most prestigious invite-only parties?
Club 33.
Like Club 33. I feel like Magic Castle is like three steps below.
Yeah.
Dude, Magic Castle is like trying to get into a fucking Discovery Zone.
Right.
Yeah, you can get. I get
doesn't it feel like in the last 10 years it's become so easy to get into Magic Castle?
Yeah.
In the last 10 years they've really. But good for that. I mean, it's awesome.
Yeah,
I love it.
I had the luck of a friend of mine who I've known since like preschool. Their father was like a founding performer at there.
Right.
So like my homies would act wild out of pocket in there.
Yeah.
Like not like immoral or whatever.
Right.
Just be like get sad drunk sometimes. And other times people would be like, you should stop serving them. But like the reverence, they treat them with like, we're going to give you a ride home. I'm like, dude, what the? This is like the one bar they drive you home rather than be like, yo, get the fuck out. But anyway.
So I'm a Disney guy, but.
But well, I do know, is it the same thing that you have to be invited like by somebody?
Club 33?
Club 33.
Yes.
But that pool of people is even much smaller.
Right.
Like, and also, I know like some of the drawings are like they move and shit inside there. And I know it's one of the few places that has like a full alcohol bar in Disneyland.
Well, and there's like, I don't think I'm wrong. There's
trust
some
me, we have
sort
so
of
many
super
Disney Hive people who listen to the show already know.
I think there's some sort of super hookup where you can. They've converted Walt's old office. Like you can sleep in the park. Like there's a suite.
Oh yeah, the Cinderella's suite.
Is it next to Walt's office?
No, I think it's in the Magic Castle.
Okay.
There or is the, like a hotel
there's also
room
something about Walt's
like,
office, and I can't remember what it is.
Well, his office used to be on Main Street.
Yeah,
Disney,
I know.
Disney Main Street.
Well, Zeit Gang, if you're the Club 33 hookup,
come on.
Let us know.
Be great. Yeah.
Yo, wow. If you want to pull up with some legends, okay.
I walked up to the Club 33 and just said Fidelio.
And what happened? What happened? No.
Yeah.
Show him your taser burn you got right on his ribs. Get the fuck out of
Eyes Wide Shut. Awesome.
Wait, was Fidelio a thing? What was that from?
That's a Eyes Wide Shut password.
Oh, shit.
That they use for the
wow, we were just talking about Eyes Wide Shut yesterday.
Eyes Wide Shut is having a moment.
Very much.
A resurgence.
Yeah.
Now that we know that rich people really do that shit. Except far, far worse.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the new AirPods.
Behold.
I've spoken on this podcast about how I think the AirPod is the best thing that Apple's made since the iPhone, the original iPhone.
Do you have the most current edition right now?
Of the AirPods?
Yes.
I don't know.
I think he has Gen 1.
Yeah, I think
I have Gen 1 too. Yeah. Well, mine have been going out. I mean, I almost bought the new Pros, but then I saw this today when we got here. About the Pros.
Pro.
With that sound canceling. Can you imagine? Yep. The worst is with Apple is when you bought something a week ago.
Right.
Oh, yeah. And then that's you're like, what?
I know.
The fuck are you
Although,
saying?
I think they've kind of gotten to a pattern where they let us know every like September, October, what's
new.
Yeah,
so, Apple season.
So that should be kind of, at this point, it's going to more and more be on us for being like, if you get near the fall, wait.
Yeah, you know something's going to happen.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you think they do that because it's Apple picking season? They specifically do
that's,
that?
Oh, right.
Solid.
I actually don't know if it is.
Is that Apple farmers out season?
That is, right?
Yes.
They're in season right now.
Yeah, babe.
Because I was at a farmer's market and they were forcing me to eat them because like they're in season. And I'm like, okay, sir.
Yeah, my favorite apple is Honeycrisp.
I was gonna ask.
The organic Honeycrisp was like usually they're hard to find.
Uh-huh.
And like Ralph's like was giving them away basically. They were just like, take these off our hands. Like it was just like full.
Like
the
in
whole,
the
like,
parking
display.
Lot. You didn't even have to get in the store, like, hi,
just,
sir,
like,
please.
Rolling out the doors.
We take these bags.
Yeah. So I don't know if they just misjudged the demand or something.
You know, I'm Fuji Ringo gang all day.
That's yours?
Yeah, I love Fujis.
I'll rock a granny.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah. Granny's, ooh. Yeah.
Wow.
You like a little,
little tang.
Pucker.
Little tang.
Yeah,
little,
yeah, okay. Uh-huh. See, nice. This is, Daniel, see, likes balance and everything.
Right.
He's like, I can't have too sweet. Gotta have sweet with the sour. You also can't enjoy the one without the other. Come on, man. Need something to play off of.
Mm-hmm.
As somebody who is podless.
Right.
Why? I don't know. Because... I don't know.
He walks around with one of those like Bluetooth speakers on his shoulder.
Yeah.
And just like,
I created a sick shoulder strap. I could rest it like a
parrot. Do you know my move for people like that? I have one move. I started
rock
doing
the Bluetooth speaker.
So I went 6.5 years in LA without a car.
Right.
So I was riding the
you know
metro
the bus?
A
yeah,
lot.
Or the metro blasting the Bluetooth.
And people would sit down next to me right. with their music, right?
Yeah.
And annoyingly loud, okay? This is the best move. It never failed me. You just go, hey. And they're like, yeah. You go, who is this? What? Who? What's the name of this song? And they will 9 times out of 10 get up and leave because they don't like that you're talk. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah, because they. It's almost like I want everyone to know I'm listening to, but I don't want to have a conversation about
we're trying
it.
To find common
but
ground.
But I'm
with
like,
me.
You put it into my world.
Yeah, hi.
So
right.
Hey,
this is the byproduct of this.
I love what you're playing. What is this?
What do you call
and
that?
Do
there?
A little, like, put a little too much
right.
on it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like a little English on your voice. What is this?
Since
this
you've is... anointed yourself the DJ of this subway car, why don't you
who
do
is
your
this?
Job?
This
and
is good.
Give us a little detail.
Wow. So,
do you have any biographical detail
about
that
artist?
It sounds like he's. So Kanye's gotten real religious, huh?
Wow.
And literally, they'll be like, yeah, whatever. And they'll get up and walk to another car. And I'm like, right. Well,
I love whatever is emanating from this rectangle of yours. So do these bitches love Sosa? Oh, wow.
Let me get this straight. Is it true that everywhere he goes, he sees the same hoes?
Yeah.
Is that factual?
Oh, these hoes love Chief Sosa. Wow. Love Chief Keef.
Oh. So what do we have? Is there anything new besides the fact that they're noise canceling?
You tell me, because I don't have them. Because first of all, yes, they're $250. How does that compare to the
They
others?
Are?
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. They have noise canceling shit in them now, like full on noise canceling and I guess ventilation.
I'm going to get them.
Pressure's building up in ears, adaptable silicone ear tips so they fit in there very well. Sweat and water resistant, Jack.
Mm,
do you exercise with your pods?
Oh, yeah.
I do.
And do they... Do
maybe
is that a thing people are like, yo, fam, these aren't ready for prime
time. Some people say they don't stay in their ears.
Well, if you got big old ear holes, I can see how that works.
Yeah.
Mine are fine.
Well, see, that's why it comes with three different tips, so you can adjust the size appropriately. And then also what it does, so it has the noise canceling, and then there's sensors onto the stems, so you can play songs and skip tracks. But I heard you saying like that already does that.
Well, you have to like... On the ones we have, you only can have one command for each thing. So, like, your left ear could be
Oh, you program
next
them?
Track. Yeah, it's in your settings. You can do like next track, and then the other one can be
player pause,
call, like call, call. Yeah, so you can switch what they are. But I think in the new ones, they have multiple functions. Plus, if you just say "Hey Siri,"
right,
it won't do anything.
But now you can.
But now you like yeah. Siri's built into these new ones.
And you
ones
can
as
share
well. But
like,
that's from the most recent generation.
Multiple
anyway.
People could link up to your phone too to listen at the same time.
Now that's
too.
Key. Because you think about if you're like a couple of friends or a couple and you're on a
airplane?
Flight.
Right. Yeah. Headphone splitter? No.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
No. I mean, I do have one. Because
I do have one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like, that's.
Right. We get it.
This is the bondage we're in right, right. now. You know, right. We have to bring the dual headphone splitter on the airplane that's while right. we're in economy.
So, but that's great to know. I mean, I'm going to buy them.
And 4.5 hours battery life with noise cancellation,
which seems
five
pretty,
without.
Seems pretty comparable to what they currently are, right? 4.5 hours?
Yeah. Mine are
also it's down. Also saying
battery life is like the one of the best things about the AirPods is that they last for a long time
and
then
charge
you have
super
charger
fast.
Thing with
yeah.
you right. and they charge like
15 minutes right
well he's yeah. always doing Jack's always alternating he yeah. never has
you
two
go
in.
One and one yeah. I can't live that life
yeah. he's all because he's just got to keep it going bro he gotta, has to have the sounds coming in constantly
yeah. I can't do it
because when
or
I
else
first
I
time
start thinking and you know
the first time I saw when, you the first time I saw you wearing one, I was like, how come you don't rock two? And you're like, that way, when this one runs out, I charge the other one, and it's an endless cycle, and I'm not relying on stereo sound.
That's right.
But also, I don't great. You have well, to adjust also, the volume of your phone. You can't just do a gesture. That's like in this write-up, they're like, you'll still need to pull out your phone or iPad or whatever to get the adjust
the
volume.
That's what my watch is for, baby.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Then I just do the volume from there.
Wow.
Mm.
Damn. See, and then you have to almost be living in the full-on Apple matrix.
I wonder, they should create that you would just touch the pod and then scroll up or scroll down, yeah. and it should be able to read that movement.
Well, I guess there's such a thin bit of like available right. infrastructure on the stem for you to use.
Right.
But if Siri's built in, couldn't you just say
Siri,
volume up?
Yeah, man, you
down.
Can.
Yeah.
But again, these are all questions from a podless man in a pod-filled world.
Would you want them?
Yeah. Well, see, I have the only time I really get into my headphones is when I listen to music.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's different. Like AirPods to me are like a day-to-day thing. Like I have these fucking blue headphones that are made by that microphone company that have these amplifiers in them that will blow your fucking skull off.
Okay. Mm.
And I like that.
Yeah,
and I have these Sony ones I use for the airplane because I use the air canceling to just drown out the sound so I can sleep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But if this is kind of splitting the difference, maybe. But I've already spent a lot of money on
headphones. Yeah, but Christmas time, baby.
I know. But even then,
somebody might get you a pair.
Well, I usually ask my partner, Her Majesty. I'm like, yo, give me an Arsenal jersey.
Mm.
Or give me like some kind of like a pack of Dutch Master blunts.
Wow.
Maybe the low bar.
Maybe
low
the
bar.
Zeit Gang will team up and get you a nice.
Nah, they don't need to do that. They just need to come to our live shows coming soon. That's how you can respect and honor us.
To a theater near you.
I can afford my own AirPods.
All right. And we're going to do a little something different this time. Instead of disappearing into that black void we usually disappear into during ad breaks, we are just going to stay right here. And you and me, Miles, we're going to talk about Casper.
Sit back, Dan.
So Casper is, they design sleep systems.
Huh? What? Sorry. Who
are
you?
A sleep brand. Oh, hey, it's me, Jack. Does that work?
Thank God. I wasn't sure what I was doing, where I was, and what we're talking
hey,
about.
Hey, Miles, it's me, Jack, from work. We work
Thank
together.
You.
All right, good. So Casper products are cleverly designed to mimic human curves, mm-hmm. providing supportive comfort for all kinds of bodies.
Yes.
I know I've talked about how I am a buttless human being.
Yes. Very unfortunate.
Yes. But
Thoughts
the experts
prayers.
At Casper work tirelessly to make a quality sleep surface that cradles your natural geometry in all the right places. In my case, just flat across.
Straight from the back of your neck down to your
down
ankles.
To my ankles. That's right.
Yo, that's a sick-ass R&B title name for an album, Natural Geometry.
Yeah.
But the Casper mattress, they have plenty of variety. They have three other mattresses. They have the Wave, which features, personally, I like just the vibe of the Wave, features a patent-pending premium support system to mirror the natural shape of your body. The Essential has a streamlined design at a price, you know, that won't have you rip your hair up out at night because you're like, oh, am I upside down on this mattress? No, it's a very viable option. And the Hybrid combines the pressure relief of the award-winning foam with durable yet gentle springs. And you can be sure of your purchase with Casper's 100-night risk-free sleep on it trial.
I mean, I've talked about sleeping on it when it comes to a decision, but sleeping on it for 100 nights?
Sleeping on it.
That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Jack, you and I have the immense privilege of knowing the cradling effect, the nurturing feeling of being on top of one of these mattresses.
The bosom, I call it. I call mine the bosom.
Look, at first I was a little skeptical because it comes in a box. I'm like, what's this going to do?
Right.
And then you cut it open and voila, boom, your life has changed forever.
It's really cool. It's a fun experience.
Yes.
And it is a great sleep experience. And you guys can get $100 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/TDZ and using TDZ at checkout. Terms and conditions do apply. Miles, let's get back into the news for the day.
Shall we?
We shall. And it's time to check in with what's going on with impeachment and the whistleblower scandal.
Yeah. What is going on?
Not a whole lot. So the dude who was supposed to testify today sued both the White House and the Congressional Committee I don't know, you tell me, judge.
Which parent do I go with?
Right,
hey,
exactly.
Real Kramer versus Kramer going on here. He was Bolton's deputy.
Right.
Right, so, and another person believed to be on the call.
Right.
So
he's somebody who might have eyewitness testimony to some of the things they're trying to corroborate.
Yeah.
But a lot of silliness, or a little bit of silliness. Rudy butt-dialed a journalist.
Yeah, at NBC's Rich Shapiro leaving a 3-minute voicemail. Mm. And he, again, just listen to it, because it's such a fucking voicemail that's clearly, how the fuck his name comes up for him to be butt dialed in the middle of this conversation, unknown. But some interesting details in there, but nothing really actionable.
Tomorrow, I got to get you to get on Bahrain. You got to call. Got to call Robert again tomorrow. Is Robert around?
Robert is problem who he's is leaving a voice.
We need some money.
We need some money.
We need a few hundred thousand.
We need a few hundred thousand. Anyway, that goes on into some other shit that is like unintelligible, but. I mean,
that sounds guilty.
Yeah, you just know. What the fuck do you have to do with Bahrain?
Right.
Who the fuck is Robert?
Is Robert who he called and left the message for?
No. Oh. He said, you got to find Robert.
And okay.
It's some guy that people have been trying to figure out who that guy may be. It could be someone who is representing that Iranian business person that Trump was trying. They were trying to get off the hook. Could be anybody. Who knows? Robert is such a common name.
My question is, when you guys get butt dialed, do you listen to the whole thing?
Oh, fuck yes.
You do? You go minutes in?
Not minutes in.
With every passing second, I feel worse.
Yeah.
They don't want me to hear anything. Yeah. Even if they're just talking about their favorite cake, which I would love to have the conversation with them about that because I'm a pie guy.
Yeah.
But I don't,
It's tempting, man. It's a window into a world that you otherwise.
But they always say you deserve to find whatever you go looking for.
Okay.
And so if you're being like, well, maybe they talk shit about me, and you keep listening, and then they do, that's kind of on you because you went looking
for it. But I like that, because then on the phone, I go, I can hear you, motherfuckers!
Well, I can hear one of my favorite.
And then they don't hear you.
He's gone far from this, but one of my favorite Kanye songs of all time is The Blame Game.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Remember the end with Chris Rock? He's like, I heard the whole thing.
Yeah.
I heard the whole thing. And then Yeezy taught me, but I mean, come on, I miss those days of Kanye. But that's my thing. Is like, how do you listen to the whole thing?
Well, no,
now you have you're a journalist.
I'm and,
not you.
Oh, you've been talking about Rich Shapiro who got it. Yeah.
So you're
like,
well, I got to
see.
I've got to see what the universe has given me here.
Yeah,
like
of course.
He should. But in our own personal lives, I just really wanted to know: do you guys listen to the whole butt
it
dial
depends,
voicemail?
Right? If it's somebody who I suspect might be talking shit, then I want the receipts.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't want to.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
Because then I can confront
them. But
then
you would?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Because I'm like, what's good?
Then that's good.
I'm like, what? You talking all that shit? What's up?
Yeah.
Right. But that's not common for me because I don't operate in
you're
a
lot.
Typically don't create many.
It's not common because you're beloved.
Thank
people don't talk shit.
Thank you. If I'm a Chicago
Jack,
MC, I'm common.
You would listen to all of them?
I don't listen to all of them, but I have listened.
You know when
to
I do
some.
Listen? When my mom does it. Because there's always some dumb shit going
talking
on.
Talking
to her friends and shit. And a part of me is kind of like, she'll be with her Japanese friends or something. I'll be listening. And then it kind of nostalgic to hear them talk about whatever they're lady drama is.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know what Yuko did. And I don't care what she did.
Right.
But they seem to think she's doing the most.
I love when it's a person alone in their car.
Right.
And so you get big wafts of silence. And then it's going to be like, every once in a while, it'll be like, love is a battlefield. I don't know, but
and they're like, oh, are you kidding me?
And then you get one, so you get like a, what? Don't do that. Now right. I've got a. And then you just keep hearing half thoughts.
There's some like steering wheel drumming. Like,
yeah, exactly. I need milk. Yeah. Say it out loud so you don't forget, Sharon. I need milk.
Well, have you ever been caught butt dialing and like said something?
Now, the worst is usually me firing off the text to the person I'm talking shit about.
Oh,
you done that?
Yeah. But never like anything bad. It was like when I worked at the Coach store.
Right.
And like my manager like texted me, and then I was telling my friends, I'm like, nah, it's all good. I told him I was sick.
See, I've done that.
And they're like, can you come in? And I'm like, yep.
See, I've done that as a joke. Like, let's say you have invited me out for like dinner or whatever. Right. And then as a joke, I would text you and be like, should be out of here soon. I knew I wouldn't have a good time with Miles. I said it to you on purpose.
Right. Sure.
So, quick side note.
If that was from you to me, I would laugh because I would know you're doing a bit.
Quick side note, proper credit, Tig Notaro, the best text joke you can do to anyone. I hope the Zeit Gang takes this and puts it into their life.
She's so funny.
Randomly text one of your closest friends at around 2:15 on any weekday, and the only thing you send is, well, everyone else is here, so we're going to get a table. And then don't respond to anything
and
you get
follow back. Up,
Could you imagine if you guys got
a text? Yeah, just in the middle of an afternoon, if you guys got a text where someone just said, well, everybody else is here, so we're going to get a table. Wouldn't you just start sweating?
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
Where am I supposed to be? What? Who's everybody else?
Well, right now, like, because we're very busy.
Yes.
Like, shit. There, it's very possible. I'd be like, were we supposed? Oh, fuck.
Imagine that.
And then
feeling.
You panic dial the fuck out that person.
And they don't answer. That's the thing.
I start going through my calendar, emails, like with this
date.
I've
done
is there a dinner?
I'll just start type. Like, I've had where it did happen to me, and I just started email, text, everything. I just searched whatever day it was, like Wednesday. I'm like, Wednesday. Just see what comes up that said, ugh.
Thank God.
Sorry for that side rail.
A recurring nightmare.
So, okay.
But
we all listen on some level.
But back to Giuliani, this isn't even the first time he's done it. Like, a bunch of other journalists in the thread were like, yo, he butt dialed me like a couple years ago talking about this, that, and the other. This same journalist was like, dude, this wasn't even the first time he butt dialed me like in the last 2 months.
So, you know what that means? His screen doesn't time out.
Right.
I mean,
that's what that has to mean. If you're doing that all the time,
or you just leave it on, because you know the touch screen. Like, I've been burned a few times but I only notice when I have my headphones in, where it being in my pocket, like my thigh was touching or pausing or skipping and shit.
Well, you got to go screen out in that pocket.
Yeah, exactly. Turn the screen away from your thigh, so there's no heat or whatever the feedback is for that screen. And I feel like he's just kind of one of these dudes who's like, the phone's done, the screen could be bright on, just slaps it right in there and starts like doing the stanky leg or some shit.
Stanky leg.
It's like, I'm down the whole
process. I want that GIF.
All right. John Kelly has helpfully let us know that he saw all this shit coming. Apparently, he said, this is a direct quote. I said, whatever you do, and we are still in the process of trying to find someone to take my place. I said, whatever you do, don't hire a yes man, someone who won't tell you the truth. Don't do that, because if you do, I believe you will be impeached.
That's what he told Trump
his
way out.
That's what he's claiming he told Trump on his way out.
Claiming.
And
but it's whether he said that out loud or in his head after saying, like, very good idea, Mr. President.
Right.
Yeah, sure. Exactly. He's like, don't get a yes man in here. I'm not saying nothing.
And White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham said,
dude, amazing.
I worked with John Kelly, and he was totally unequipped to handle the genius of our great president.
Shut up.
Which is, that's the reason that I care about this, is it's just
that's
just
who's
like,
around him.
Qualitatively, it is so, like, just something straight out of North Korea.
Yep.
Like, that is the clearest, most... I don't know.
He's saying this person is a mental lightweight
and
can't. This fool's ideas are so flame.
Also, isn't this coming from a press secretary who doesn't hold press conferences?
Because she cannot handle the smoke show.
Right.
Can't handle it. Doesn't want anything to do with anybody. Will not entertain it. Just likes to yell shit from the back.
But other people are ill-equipped.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
not the person who can't do their job.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, because this has been the strategy, right? It's... John Kelly was trying to be the adult in the room who longed for the days of the antebellum South. And then there was a saying, don't have a yes man. And you have Mick Mulvaney, whose whole style is, I'm going to let Trump do Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And cut to what John Kelly was saying was going to happen. Yeah, we're here. But it is tough, like, when you think that it's so aggressive, like, it almost Stephanie Grisham's words are what Trump, she knows Trump so well.
Right. Right.
She's like, I know how to please him. This is what I'm going to say. I've been with him. He's not equipped to handle these ideas. Okay. Right. But I don't know. With comedy, do you ever keep people around who, or do you know people who you appreciate who be like, yo, Daniel, that joke was whack as fuck?
That's the best thing when somebody's like, I don't know if that's working. That doesn't seem like you. That's not in your voice, or that's not true. That's what you want. I've been around people in this town
who can't
surround themselves with sycophants.
Right.
And it's like, it's weird. It's so weird. Also, you know the Elton John story, to bring it back to our boy L. Mm-hmm. There's that old story. Maybe this is a myth, but I've heard it a lot. He felt like he didn't trust anybody around him. So one day, like on tour, he got up. It was like raining horribly. And he said to all of his people, like, isn't it a gorgeous day? It's just so beautiful and sunny out. And no one looked up or looked out the window. They were all like, yeah, you're completely right. And he fired everybody.
Yeah, totally.
It's beautiful. So beautiful. Like, right. There hasn't been a day this beautiful in 700 years.
So. Yeah, yeah. So, no, I mean, that's the thing you want.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't you want?
Oh, yeah.
Presidents are judged by the choices they make, and the choices they make are informed by the people they surround them. So, like, Barack went from running the fucking Harvard Law Review or whatever to like president because he was great at surrounding himself with people and then knowing when to and when not to listen to those people. Yeah. So he knew Axelrod. Like they didn't agree on everything. JFK surrounded himself with people during the 13 days of the Bay of Pigs because that's how he's going to make, that's what you're judged by.
Yeah, you got to see every angle.
Who I'll admit, in the early days, I was like, I don't know, the guy is a war hero. I didn't know everything I know now, but when he nominated Sarah Palin, I'm like, all right, that's who he surrounded himself with, people who told him this is what you should do, and he listened to those people. Right. So that's it. You are a product,
for better or worse,
of the voices you listen to. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so Trump doesn't fucking.
There's only one voice, bro, that matters. It's his own.
Right.
Yes. And unless, but the voices that he'll listen to, they better be saying some shit he wants to hear.
Right.
And I think that's the problem, right? Because as a president, right, it's not like. He's treating it, the presidency is like, well, we get the ball now. It's our ball. We have the White House and we have all the power and that's what it's about, rather than like, I have to run a fucking country.
That's
the
difference.
I have to run a whole thing. Right.
And he's running a company. No one has to fucking like you or agree with you. You don't have to worry about anybody's opinion because you run the company. But when you're a country, you have to give in to popular opinion.
Right.
And poorly, right now he has enough people who make him feel like his opinion is popular. But did you guys watch, you watched season two of Succession, right?
I'm done. Jack, I've just starting to dip his toe in.
Yeah. Okay, well, I won't give anything away. But a role that comes into that is how Logan has to deal with shareholders. Right. And you see this exact parallel of a person who's been always just like, fuck you, I do what I want. And then once that becomes threatened by public opinion, that informs the choices that are made. So this is a person who's run his whole life being like, fuck you, I'll do what I want.
Yeah.
And now there's public opinion, and the more we can sway that, the better. I just, not very helpful.
Yeah. So because also his personality attracts other people who are going to be sycophants, and then he's always going to be dealing with an incomplete set of facts because people are only going to tell him the things they think he wants to hear rather than, you know, but this is, this is what it is right now.
Well, speaking of the weekend that the president had. So over the weekend, Trump announced the successful military operation that led to the death of ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. It was after a two-hour nighttime raid, ended with Baghdadi blowing himself up with an explosive device once he was cornered by U.S. Special Forces. Trump then came out, made a statement, talked about, like, really just...
I mean, just listen to it. Trump
died like a dog. He died like a coward. He was whimpering, screaming, and crying. And frankly, I think it's something that should be brought out so that his followers and all of these young kids that want to leave various countries, including the United States, they should see how he died. He didn't die a hero. He died a coward, crying, whimpering, screaming, and bringing three kids with him. To die. Certain death.
Mm. Wow.
It's good to hear that Trump cares so much about kids and their well-being.
Right.
Yeah. Just the idea, right? Like, you can... whatever he's projecting onto this, like, the cruelty... I get it. Obviously, al-Baghdadi has been done some terrible shit.
Agreed.
But, like, from his place as the commander-in-chief, like, of... I don't know what he's going through right now where he's like, yeah, he died like a coward. And that was it. It's like he was crying. And then
I'm okay with he died like a coward.
Yeah,
but I don't mind that. But it's this whole other thing. Like it's not even like what it is. You can just feel the energy of it. There's just something different, and you could be a little diplomatic about it, whatever, what have you. But there's also this. I think the other part too is underneath it, he is probably also still comparing himself to Obama. Right. So he probably wanted to make this sort of getting the leader of a terrorist organization.
I would love to hear that announcement.
Way better.
Right. What?
I would love to hear Barack's announcement of how Osama bin Laden died.
Yeah, man. Do you remember that shit? It was very stern. It was very just matter of fact.
Well, in my experience, don't spike the football.
In my experience of friends who have been in the military, they don't revel much in the belittling of their opponent's death.
Right.
They are glad to have like completed their mission and survived and ended that threat. But it's you don't hear a lot of like
getting off.
And
on
then
the
here's
fact
what
that
little bitch did. Like right. It's not right. much of that. It's I more mean, of like I did what I had to do.
And I think that's the difference of perspective, right? Because right. Trump was treating. He said it looked like a movie. He was like, we were all watching. It was like a movie. Mm-hmm. They came in the middle of the night.
Right.
Is it 2 hours? First of all, this dude gave up so many details about it. A lot of the military brass were like. Fam, like,
shut
why
the
are
fuck
you,
up.
You don't need to give all this tactical detail about
but
shit.
But you know what? So my cousin's a fireman,
mm-hmm.
and he tells me that there's this thing in fire departments across the country, probably even the world, where they're called going hard in the yard. Mm-hmm. And it's these guys who aren't, maybe they're volunteer, and they serve a purpose, they're nice, but they're not like in the fucking thick of it doing it.
Right, right, right.
And so when you're in the house,
sidelines, yeah.
just dealing with getting people out and fighting this fire, there's these other guys who haven't really been, no pun intended, like in the flames, and they're going very hard in the yard.
Yard. Right, right,
and
right.
So Trump,
compensating,
who avoided military, yeah. hasn't done any of this stuff, life hasn't put his life on the line. It's he's going very hard
right.
in the safety of
in
the
yard.
Yard.
Yep.
And
yeah.
It's all about 100%. Execution. I mean, I think there is some validity to the point about like you want to make it clear that this guy didn't die a hero, that
sure.
he to make it difficult for people to glorify him in death. But having the president, like the symbol, the human embodiment of American like power out there saying like that he died like a dog is just so like that. It's basically like the presidential statement version of Abu Ghraib. Like it's just so over the top that like you are basically undoing what you're trying to do, which is like make it harder for ISIS to recruit people by like going out and giving them like a great piece of video that I'm sure they'll be showing to anybody.
They've been talking, but well, because I think for him, this is like I probably really feels that his moment has finally come. This is his like foreign policy victory,
mm-hmm. right?
Where he has been well. If he ended the bin Laden threat. I'm the one who ended the ISIS threat. But the irony, right, is that all the shit that he's been against are the things that helped made this raid successful, right? Mm-hmm. That we needed a military presence in Syria to mm-hmm. even know about this. We needed to be aligned with the Kurds for them to be able to get some of this information to mm-hmm. us. We had needed intelligence, the intelligence community also.
Oh, you mean the people that he completely disagrees
yeah,
with on
and
every
it's
opinion?
Like, and it's just so cringy because then you see that photo that they took, right, of like the Situation Room. And it's like this really just austere, this dark photo of like everybody at a table looking at the camera because I think he wanted his version of like the yep. Obama
yeah.
Situation Room photo, yeah. which was a real photo. Not to say that this wasn't an actual photo, but right. like not at the time, like the events weren't unfolding at the time of this photo is what many people suspect because there's also reporting that Trump was literally out golfing when
right.
the actual the raid was happening. And then probably was like, hold up. We need to get this photo. Why don't you put some loose Ethernet cables all over this desk so it looks like some shit's going on?
Yeah,
and you can tell, like,
unplugged Ethernet cable.
The two generals next to him are just like, I don't know. They feel like, what is this? Like, what is this photo for? Like,
right.
what are we, because we're trying to do something, but yeah. you need your photo op. And, you know, it's funny how there's always like this little bit of Obama envy and everything still, too. Like, he needed his photo.
Yeah.
That was that was his same moment where he's like mean mugging the camera.
Yeah. And I mean, I think the World Series moment was, I think, related to this because
right.
I think he went to a World Series game. This is the first public appearance at a sporting event that he's done since he was elected. And there's video where he's announced and there's just a massive wave of boos. And it's the emotional journey is so naked and undisguisable. Like on his face, he goes from, you know, the projection of presidential that I feel like he practices in the mirror during executive time to just like, it, like you can almost see the wind being knocked out of him.
Oh, 100%.
And,
well, because you think about it, how often does he do events that aren't filled with people who love the Emperor's New Clothes?
Yeah.
Right.
Because even he just did that historically black college this weekend or late last week. And they thought this would be an opportunity for him to kind of pitch who he is more than what you see to like.
Oh,
and
boy.
What was it like? 12 students were allowed in.
Yeah. And the rest most people were told like, yo, you know, just skip that shit.
And yeah. And so it was just all, so I was, that was my takeaway from this moment of how many times has he been put out with,
well, right. Well,
like when has he come down from the Red Keep into Flea Bottom?
Right.
And like,
right. And see how people are living.
Yeah. And how they feel about, right. About,
well, that's the thing about these people. When you have these kinds of like really fragile egos, you have to handle your whole shit with in cotton wool,
yeah.
And you gotta go to you. Only time you go out in public is with my people,
right?
Fucking MAGA hive out there,
yeah.
And you know the sequence of events is, ladies and gentlemen, the president of the United States of America. People's like, ah, they're screaming. This time it was the same sequence, right? And his mind went through, like you're saying, Jack, the same process. Ladies and gentlemen, the president and the first lady of the United States of America, and he knew when he hears the announcer. All right, let me fucking puff my chest out. They're going to love me. And it was, and even a little bit of this. So it was, I mean, you can tell, like you say, that journey he goes on to, there's a subreddit called Watch People Die Inside. It was the top of that subreddit.
Yeah.
Because motherfucker, his face just literally go, oh. And even Melania is like.
Right. Goes from smiling to.
But I get.
Normal.
I get the shock because you've been protecting yourself by only being in front of crowds that are just think the exact same way as you do. Mm-hmm. And anyone who speaks out gets fucking punched or thrown out or arrested or whatever. Right. Yep. And so.
Like the lengths they go to protect him from the public opinion and that he goes to protect himself from the reality of that situation, I think is for a reason. You know, that matters to him.
Right.
Like the reason he always talks about the New York Times being unfair to him and like being fake news is because the New York Times opinion really matters to him because he grew up in New York. And I feel like this is the sort of thing where, you know, he, like Obama, any sporting event he went to was, you know, greeted like, you know,
president.
Like, it was, yeah, like a president. Like they, people were super excited that he was there.
Like the,
and so for this to be like this moment of like right after his big victory and this moment of humiliation, it almost felt like, you know, as a narcissist, like he... Like everything is built up to convince him that, like, you know, he is greater than other people. And this almost, it almost felt like you were witnessing somebody's recurring nightmare, like, happen in front of them.
Yeah. yeah.
So do you think,
hate to see it,
in the remainder of his presidency, he goes to another public sporting event?
No. Because, you know, it'd be different, right? Like, it's hard. In his mind, like, this is neutral. He's like, it's DC, it's people from Houston. It's
right,
baseball, I could see him going America's to the Daytona 500.
Right,
it would have to be something very narrow,
yeah.
like that, where you knew demographically you're probably dealing with
favorable
odds of who's going to make up the crowd there.
Mm-hmm.
But I think,
but you know what his attitude is? Just like you both just reacted. Why would he?
Right.
What's the point? Doesn't need to.
Right.
Well, even because the chance, right? Every little bit of ooh.
Isn't there a theory that he might not even debate?
Yeah.
That's possible that he might want. He might not want any kind of...
Because if he's got close enough numbers, which are going to be way closer than they were in 2016...
Right.
They'd be like, don't.
Right.
Yeah.
Just don't.
Just don't.
You literally have nothing to gain by debating.
Yeah, well, right. And everything to lose. And who knows? If someone's smart enough, they can frame it to, in a way, pit his ego against him and be like, yeah, because he's like so shook.
The king of the boardroom can't come to a meeting.
Like, oh, weird.
And just to kind of show the conflict between the bubble that Trump usually lives inside and the reality of the sporting event. Fox News's coverage, I immediately wanted to see how they were covering this. And they had a, you know, normal headline that crowd boos and yells, lock him up. Opening line, the partisan Washington Nationals crowd was not pleased when President Donald Trump was shown on the partisan. So the normal people who attend a Trump rally are not partisan. This
right.
is these are the
general
partisans.
Public.
People who went right. to a World Series game five.
Right. right. By the way, baseball fans are
yeah, there you
notoriously
go.
That's... elderly white guys. Like
yeah, that, demographically,
yeah, isn't
it's
the
only
average age
46?
Right. The average age of the Major League Baseball fan
it's
is 46.
Like yeah,
at least.
And it's like one of the few sports where participation from African Americans has been decreasing.
Oh, big time. Yeah. There's a yeah. huge initiative to try and get African Americans
right.
back in.
Yeah,
baseball.
Right. So I'm like, in a way, I'm like, this might. I don't know, because clearly, look, yeah, you're not going to an NBA game.
Yeah,
we right. get that. We already know that. But like baseball, I could see how in his mind, like, yeah, well. You know, the right kind of people are there.
And then in the comments, Fox News viewers were speculating that how many of you want to bet that there were paid activists in the crowd?
Shut up.
Sounds like they dubbed in the booze to try to spin their fake news.
Wait, hold on.
Kind of like what? When they pumped in booze for Bush and Katrina at the Saints game.
Okay. What wow. network is the World Series on? I'll tell you in case you don't know, Zyke.
Yeah.
Fox. So why would Fox pump in? They have their two greatest
well,
commodities. Their sports.
Right.
Their sports and their president. Right. right? This is what they probably make the most money off of as a conglomerate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that shows you the unwillingness to even fathom. But also just generally, you would think even as a sober-eyed, well, I don't know if there's such a thing as a sober-eyed Trump fan, but like someone who supports the president knows there are people out there who literally just don't like the president also.
Right.
Like, it's not like you got to pay people to not like him. I'm sure they understand
yeah,
the forces at work.
Yeah, you could have just told people he's coming. Do you guys want to come boo? Yeah, yeah, sure. I'll pay for my own gas.
Oh, he'll be there? Can I buy a ticket so I can
right.
boo him?
Some I'll people probably would have said it was worth $350 standing room only
the people,
to boo the president to his face.
The people in the upper deck who were booing down into the box where he was at looked like I saw one face that looked very enthusiastic. Like some person was like, man, this is worth the ticket.
Dude, I tweeted this out months ago. I go, sometimes I daydream about being within earshot of anyone in this administration.
Yeah.
Right.
Could you imagine if you just had the opportunity? Yeah. Not to like have an altercation,
harass
but just say
him,
something
just
you
know.
Knew that they would hear something you said.
Or very calm, like, hey, man, I think you're a racist coward, and everything you're doing is actually destroying the country, and you should be fucking ashamed.
Did you want to start out with any appetizers yeah. or drinks?
How are we feeling here? Another...
Oh, no, we're not kicking you out. No, we're not kicking you out. I hope you have a great meal. I just want you to know you are a horrible person, but did you still need a Diet Coke? Refill on the Diet
yeah.
Coke?
And you said you needed more, some butter for your moons over my hammy?
Right. Okay. You don't need more straws.
All right.
And also, you're using way too many napkins.
Way too many announcements. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
And we're back, and it's time to talk about gender reveal parties, because we had a terrible tragedy occur in Iowa over the weekend when a partygoer was killed at a gender reveal party, gone horribly wrong.
Say that my laugh was because I thought we were going to talk about the one where the guy couldn't hit the baseball?
No.
I did not know we were going to talk about this one.
Well, this is
sorry,
what's weird.
That was that's me not playing along.
No, I totally understand. Look, we know you're brand new.
Right.
You love to like. Yeah. Okay. But this, unfortunately, so this woman, she was 56 years old. She was a guest at this party, but for whatever reason, the gender reveal announcement created an explosion and a piece of debris struck and killed this woman.
Oh,
and she was,
gosh.
She was pronounced dead on the scene. Like, in one sense, at first, like when I saw the headline, I was thinking like maybe some overzealous person died at the hands of their own stupidity,
sure. Yeah.
Which would also be a tragedy because honestly, you don't want a child growing up without a parent. But
In
that version, you can be like, a Darwin Award. But this is like when you see some innocent person who's there to celebrate your motherfucking family.
Yeah.
And they're killed at the hands of your own stupidity and carelessness. They don't even know what exactly happened. But I have a feeling it's not that a couple of balloons that were filled with helium went the wrong way.
Yeah.
Probably trying to do something.
Why would you pack?
Well, anything that's going to explode. I don't know. Anything with the explosive capability is not good for a party that you're announcing the gender of a child.
This is.
Also, gender is a construct.
So just right. First of all, gender is a construct. Second of all, like, this is an invented thing. This is a thing that is wholly, you know, from the past, 4 years, 5 years?
Like, I don't know, because I remember, back in the 60s, Jack, when we were doing gender, I just thought in my mind, you just knew people would be like, oh, it's a baby shower, and part of it was like, it's a boy, it's a girl.
Yeah, but these are the ones where the parents don't know.
Right.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. I don't know why they gamified.
So you have someone in your family find out. And then I brought this up, but a year ago, you know, we had the 47,000 acre wildfire due to a
in Arizona
party. Yeah,
right.
Because the guy put tannerite next to like, and then it just blew up. And I think
caused
he
a brush
worked
fire
for Border Patrol or something like that.
Yeah, it was something absurd.
Oh,
like that.
I didn't realize that.
Yes.
Okay, so another.
And so he was like, "Oh, I'll do it out here where I work," and then set 47,000 acres on fire to show the world he was going to have a boy.
Right. That's not great.
But I don't know what the fuck is the gender reveal replacing, or what I'm trying to figure out what's the gap we're filling with being like, how do we show the fuck out to this is the stuff gender of this child?
I think that social media has made us all lonelier, you know, like made us more isolated from one another, and just like being on our phones constantly has made us more isolated in like an interpersonal sense. And so, you know, having a gender reveal party, at least, you know, it's a way to bring people together while also having like the most grammable of events. It seems like it's like specifically designed for Instagram. So I don't know.
Right.
Well,
it's so sensational, right? Because it's meant to bring as much attention onto yourself.
Right.
I'm just trying to like really think
get
this
into
out.
It. Get into it.
Where it's not enough to simply have your loved ones around. That right. I guess at a certain point you need a spectacle that will then reverberate outside of your immediate family, or is it within your family? You just it's purely just your ego, where it's like, yeah, can you believe my sister just like popped a balloon and glitter came out?
Right. I think it's just for the gram.
But I also, it's the same thing with weddings.
Right.
Like yeah, where it's to like, a certain
there's
point.
A Thursday night event, then a Friday lunch, then the rehearsal
dinner,
dinner,
Sunday
and then the rehearsal
breakfast.
Party, and then yeah, and then there's yeah, the whole thing on Saturday, and then the Sunday brunch, and it's like one, just get an open bar,
right,
and a good playlist, and I guarantee you we will have an amazing time celebrating the fact that you two think it's going to work.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. It's like we have.
Well, I mean that in a positive way.
Yeah. Look, guys, we can feign enthusiasm for this marriage anywhere.
Right.
You don't have to spend $23,000 on it.
Like, do you need an ice sculpture? Right. And for what?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
So,
and yes.
So you're...
I mean, if it's a shot luge, fine. But
right. Yeah.
But so this is a thing. This could happen. We should, at some point when we have more time, try to think of ways in which everything's going to evolve into this. Because what you took was a moment where you're like, how great is that when you find out what you're having?
Right.
What if you found out in front of everyone else? What if you found out and we do it in a way that's like super fun
and potentially
only one
deadly.
Other person knows too?
Oh, and only one person will die.
Right.
Yeah. But it's like, so what more are we going to do where it's like, oh, that's a moment we could make into a big deal?
Well, yeah. It's like we're all turning our lives into reality TV. Like, this is what a reality TV producer would do with
your
life. Get a
crowd together.
Is like, okay, here's a moment that we can turn into like a spectacle.
Do you see like D1 athletes starting to do this with like when they declare?
With their decision.
Right now they do just put on a hat. But why are we not having where somebody's like, we could do this in a much bigger way.
Yeah.
Why don't you firebomb the school you're not going to?
Like the
and don't tell anybody.
And yeah, kids actually asking people to prom is like a new
huge
one of these
thing.
Things.
Yeah, with
huge.
Their racist
I mean,
ass posters.
I don't want to like begrudge anybody like a new sort of cultural ritual. I just think, you know,
those
don't,
levels.
Don't use just in general. Maybe the thing we should be calling out is don't use explosives if you don't know what the fuck you're doing.
Agreed.
Maybe
no, even if you do. Let people know, at the very least, let people know, hey, motherfucker, this gender reveal party, I'm not fucking around.
Yeah.
Right. I have Semtex that I'm using. This shit could blow a crater in my backyard. I don't know.
Have you guys seen Forged in Fire?
No.
Where they make their own weapons. It's like a competitive show on like History Channel or something like that.
Oh,
my point is this. They have to test the weapons and they have a professional person come and test them. And that person obviously has like protective gear on when they do it, right? This is just them striking like a
some
pig
shit
hide
that,
with a sword, okay? The people who made it that are standing 25 feet away, they put on safety glasses too. And this is for someone, a professional person hitting a sword onto a piece of pig. So
right.
There's no way in these explosive deals that they have taken the precautions that you would need to on any
right.
level to be like, yeah, we're going to blow this up in the backyard. The
right.
guy, if you've seen the video, the guy who can't hit the baseball that's filled with the dust of what gender they're going to have, that's great.
Yeah,
that's because him missing it makes it all the more hilarious,
right.
and he laughs.
And if he makes
fun.
Contact, the ball will disintegrate
right.
and reveal the gender.
Right.
You're not going to hit a
so
frozen
I'm not
rope
saying
at someone's head.
No one needs to have some little fun in their life if they want, just like you were
right.
saying. I'm not trying to take this away. But
think of the other.
Evaluate scale and safety when you're doing this.
Right.
Yeah.
I agree.
A homemade device was meant to discharge a colored powder instead of exploding like a pipe bomb. Is another thing.
Yeah,
I'm
but you know how pipe bombs work? You encase them in nails and screw. Like, what did you have around it? This is the old thing. You ever, the firecracker, right? You put a firecracker in your hand, you leave your hand open, set it off, you're going to get burned.
Right.
You close your hand and set it off, you're going to lose
gonna
fingers.
Lose your-
oh my God. Family members welded a metal cylinder welded a metal cylinder to a stand and packed it with gunpowder that they thought would send the colored baby powder aloft.
Jeez.
But they say the tape covering the top caused it to detonate like a pipe bomb.
All you have to do is go to your damn cross-state line fireworks store and say, these shoot off. Are they pink or blue?
Can I get a blue one?
And then just
shoot
them off. It'll go straight up.
Yo, also,
it's professionally made.
Y'all heard of pneumatic air cannons?
Right.
You can use fucking compressed air and achieve the same shit.
You could also just read a color off of a piece of paper.
Or have someone do LeBron James it. Just take the powder, fucking
right.
up in the air.
Yeah, that'd be
fine.
Good. Pay LeBron to come
I
do
guess
it.
I'm more, I think what's really upsetting about this story is that this this and a party goer, someone who you were was there to support y'all. You ended up taking brutal, their man. Fucking life because you wanted to fucking play jackass with the fucking gender reveal.
Yeah, that's a no win.
Authorities say family members had been experimenting with explosives in the hopes of posting colorful announcement on social media.
Never,
I gotta go.
Never as a family, never as anything, experiment with explosives.
Agreed.
Let's leave that to manufacturers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, shit. DVK, it's been a pleasure having you. Sorry to end on such a down note, man.
That's okay. I feel like we fixed something.
Look, for all y'all out there, use air. Use a CO2 air tank. You know what I mean?
Why not?
Well, fuck it, get a hose and have a bunch of homies blow on the other end from very far away. Maybe that bit of air will send the dust.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
Where can people find you and follow you?
Go to at Daniel Van Kirk. That's all social media. Go to danielvankirk.com for tour dates. I'm wrapping up my Together tour. So on the 11th of November, I'm going to be in Nashville, Tennessee, and then the next night in Louisville, Kentucky, and next night in Cincinnati, Ohio, and then on the 14th in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and then the 15th, I'm ending the Together tour in Rochelle, Illinois, and that is also the day that my first comedy album drops. It's called Thanks Diane, a.k.a. Shelley Long, a.k.a. my mom.
Yeah. Damn, your mom, Shelley Long?
Yeah, dude.
And
so you can go and
New
check
Rochelle
that out.
Is where you're from?
Straight up Rochelle, baby.
Oh, Rochelle?
Rochelle, Illinois. That is where I'm from. So if you're hearing this right now, you can go to the iTunes Store app, specifically the iTunes Store app, and you can pre-order Thanks, Diane. You'll get a bonus track or just one of the tracks right away when you do it. Instant fulfillment. That track is called Don't Be a Dick, and you'll get that right away. So if the Zeit Gang, and so many people came out, man, as the tour I was just on, I just did like 14 days, and I had a lot of Zeit Gang people come out
Bless
for that.
Y'all.
So I appreciate everybody who listens to this show. I'll also be in Houston on the 7th, 8th, and 9th at the Come and Take It Comedy Festival. And then on the 2nd of December, I will be back here in LA doing a live Dumb People Town at Largo with the Sklar Brothers and myself and some huge guests that are so big they're the type you can't admit yet because
they're so big they can't fit in the theater.
You can't. You're like, there's no way they're gonna show. But
they suffer from
so gigantism. Far they are, and it's gonna be amazing to have them there. So, Dumb People Town's the podcast. Pen Pals is also the podcast with Rory Scovel. But please pick up Thanks Diane in the iTunes Store app and come see me on the road at Daniel Van Kirk.
Do
those
it.
Cards.
And is there a tweet you've been enjoying?
Yes, there is a tweet. I love Halloween. Mm-hmm. So a tweet that I have right now is from Mark Hamill, at Hamill himself. One of the best family traditions is the carving of hollowed Halloween jack-o'-lantern. Personally, my favorite is the Wookiee Roars because he's simply one of the warmest, most joyful souls I've ever known. And it's Mark Hamill tweeting out these pumpkins that
Holy
they made. Look
shit.
At that one.
Who the fuck made that?
And then look at the Joker.
A witch, I'll tell you.
I don't know
I'll
if tell Mark you who. Found people on the internet who did these and then like reposted them or
I think that's right.
Or they're from his own
I suck
people at his house.
So bad at fucking carving pumpkins. For the last 2 years I've avoided it cuz I did one of the worst Heisenberg drawing ones like years ago. The shame I cannot
look at this.
Escape.
This is in that thread underneath.
Holy
that somebody
shit.
Did a Harley Quinn and Joker
with like
pumpkin
ha, ha, ha around the.
Yeah, it's unreal. So I love Halloween and stuff like that makes me happy. Yeah.
Good grief!
Shout out to people who are like crafty. And
I
shit.
Got a rock.
Miles, where can people find you?
I might as well just kick my foot through a fucking pumpkin and be like, "Yeah, that's the face today." Called Stomped Out Pumpkin. Where me, oh, little me, Mr. Miles, Miles of Gray, at Miles of Gray on Twitter and Instagram. Why'd I say jacket? That's because I was looking at a Reductress tweet that said, at Reductress, puffer jackets that will make you look like a sexy little Michelin man. I don't know, a lot of these North Faces look like that.
Rate those restaurants.
And then one more from Reductress, just so stupid. Goddess alert, this woman listed the moon as her emergency contact.
Perfect.
Love it.
All right. You can find me on Twitter at Jack_O'Brien. But first, I do want to apologize for something I said in an episode last week. We were talking about Michael Jordan, and I said I thought he was mentally ill and laughed about it. And I just want to apologize and say here very clearly that I definitely didn't intend to stigmatize mental illness. It's a very serious and also very common issue that you should never hesitate to get help with. And it's an issue that needs to be less stigmatized in our culture in general. So, I am sorry for that. Some tweets I've been enjoying. At Candy Sanford tweeted, "You're not a real New Yorker until you've eaten your lunch on a steel beam during the construction of the Empire State Building." And
I love that photo. That's great.
And Louis Vertel tweeted, "Joan Crawford and Betty Davis. Now that was a Star War. Me with my cane yelling at kids with lightsabers."
That's great.
You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes, where we link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as the song we ride out on. Miles, what is that going to be today?
Thing about that photo, once atop a skyscraper, very famous image, that was actually the building of the Rockefellers.
Ooh,
wow. Dirty Rock. So, just so people know. Just some photo history for y'all. This track we're going to write out on is Part 3 by the artist Crumb. Now, the vibe, just laid back. You know how I like to do the first couple days of the week. Just something easy. Just something instrumental with a little bit of lyrics, but very great combination of, you know, bass, guitar, drums, synth. It's all there for you. So check it out. It's like, you know, psyche, but jazzy.
Awesome. The Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. That's going to do it for today. We will be back tomorrow because it is a daily podcast, and we'll talk to you guys then. Bye.
Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring the Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.